98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. 98 FM's Worldwide Rev. With the number 7 Future Renew Night Serum. Inspired by a breakthrough in night skin science.
Well, there is loads going on this morning.
Yes, first up, the release date for the Thursday Murder Club has been revealed, along with some first look images. This does look fantastic.
So I'm wondering, am I going to regret not having read these now?
Well, before Brendan, you've time. Yeah, I'm going to read the book before this comes out, because I like to be one of those people who says, oh, I preferred the book. Okay, this is a movie. It stars Helen Mirren, Pierce Brosnan, Ben Kingsley and Celia Imrie, and it's based on the best-selling novel by Richard Osman. It's directed by Chris Columbus.
What a cast.
I know, so good. And it follows four pals who are retired: Elizabeth, Ron, Ibrahim and Joyce, and they spend their time solving cold case murders for fun, as you do. Mm-hmm. When an unexplained death occurs on their own doorstep, their casual sleuthing takes a thrilling turn as they find themselves with a real whodunit on their hands.
It would help
if I put the release date in my notes.
That's okay. You can Google that now while I tell a little story.
Go on.
I took this out of the library a couple of years ago, and I started to read it, and obviously my head just wasn't in the right space and I just couldn't get into it. And I gave it back, I didn't read it,
well,
even though I had it in my hand.
Brendan, good news, I have it on my bedside locker. So I'll read it, then you read it, or vice versa.
Lovely,
we'll see what our schedules are like.
Yeah.
And we have until the 28th of August to get on board with that, so we can say
I filled very
the
well
book.
There.
You really did.
I went to the library and, yes.
Elsewhere, Anthony Joshua could be swapping the boxing ring for the big screen and heading to Hollywood. He has reportedly been approached to star in 4 blockbuster films, including the 4th installment of the Rocky spin-off Creed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't know there was going to be another one.
Is Creed the parfum anything to do with Creed the movie?
Creed, what's... Oh,
it smells absolutely amazing.
It's actually very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I was having a whiff of it in Arnott's the other day.
Creed Aventus.
Gorgeous.
A source
told The Sun, Anthony's good friend Michael B. Jordan is keen for him to appear in Creed 4 and will do anything to make it work. The future is really bright. Perhaps Idris Elba isn't the only shout to play the next James Bond.
Well, Idris has said that he does not want to do it because they basically tried to start their own rival one. Do you know that? What was the one he was... No, sorry.
Luther.
They started to make Luther movies on Netflix and they want this to rival Bond, although I don't know.
And I don't want to be ageist or anything like that, but I think that they've said that they want James Bond to be younger.
Yeah.
I think Idris would have been amazing. Next up, the teaser trailer for the final season of The Summer I Turned Pretty has been released. I love this show.
I haven't seen this.
Oh, it's so good. Season 3 is going to premiere on Prime Video on July 16th. Well, I'll give you the premise.
Please do.
It's the end of her junior year of college and Belly's looking forward to another summer in Cousins with her soulmate Jeremiah. Her future seems set until some core-shaking events bring her first love, Conrad, back into her life. Now, on the brink of adulthood, Belly finds herself at a crossroads and must decide which brother has her heart.
Sorry, is Cousins a place?
Cousins is a place,
gotcha.
Yeah. But she's in a love triangle between
two brothers.
Summer will never be the same. And of course, the soundtrack to the teaser trailer features a lot of Taylor Swift and little to no audio or dialogue. The soundtrack.
I have to say, a soundtrack makes or breaks a show for me.
This is brilliant.
I think one of the reasons that I loved The Split so much is because for the first season or two, it was all London Grammar.
It was. Anyway, that's coming out in July, so you've got that to look forward to as well. Finally this morning, he starred alongside Nicole Kidman in Baby Girl, and he's about to become a Beatle in Sam Mendes' 4 biopics. 4 films.
Sorry, when you said Beatle, I thought the bug. Yeah, go on.
I know, hilarious.
Yeah.
So this week, Harris Dickinson was spotted in Dublin.
Is he the fellow with the glass of milk?
Yeah.
Wow.
He dined at Dada Restaurant in the city centre. The restaurant posted a picture on Instagram with the caption, "Another beautiful night, this time with Harris Dickinson. Grateful to have you with us."
Is that really close to the 98FM studios?
I think so.
Yeah, so do I.
I couldn't help but wonder, did he order a glass of milk?
Well, do they serve spicy curries?
Oh yeah.
You might need that afterwards.
You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Some Friday luck.
Some stunning prizes.
And some glittery curtains.
98 FM.
Glittery curtains are not a prize, but they are what we are stood in front of here in the Matchy Matchy studio. Happy Friday and welcome to the chaos that is your favourite game. All you got to do is say the same three words as either Rebecca or myself to win yourself these incredible prizes as read out by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
If there's one thing a child loves, it's a wooden rocking horse.
Make memories with this traditional wooden rocking horse. Ooh. With realistic sounds.
And if there's one thing I love, it's a barbecue.
Yes.
And we're giving you a gas-powered barbecue on wheels.
Fly high with your very own Matchy Matchy flying lesson.
And then treat yourself to a hydrofacial therapy.
You can thank us later.
Rocky on Matchy Matchy. Gorgeous prizes. There really is something for everyone.
Yeah,
in there.
Truly.
And good morning to Sarah in Clinshock, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Sarah, you're on 98FM. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're great, thanks, Sarah. You're doing a bit of painting at the moment. What are you painting?
Oh, hall stairs, landing, bathroom.
Are you doing it yourself, Sarah?
Oh, well, I was planning on it, but now I like have four sons, so I am kicking their asses.
Oh, grand. Yeah.
Get them to, do it. To work, Sarah. Good for you.
What colour paint have you handed them?
It's an elephant breath.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Sarah, I have that colour in my sitting room.
Oh, it's so calm.
Isn't it? It really goes with a lot of other colours, I think.
Yeah, that's where we were. We were kind of going, I just want it bright, fresh, and
Very nice, nice, very nice. Good for you. You've got great taste. Sarah, how do you do when you play along with Matchy Matchy?
It varies. Some days I'm winning, some days I can't get one. It really depends on those words.
Okay. What about recently, the last few days, how have you been doing?
I think I got two yesterday. And the day before, I actually missed the day before, I was on the bus, so apologies there.
Apology accepted, Sarah.
Sarah, do you know what? You're very dedicated, you can't make it every day, but you're on air now playing Matchy Matchy. Who would you like to play with?
Oh, I'm actually going to pick Brendan.
Thank you, Sarah.
Brendan is thrilled. Oh, Sarah, he's over the moon. Brendan's going to the booth. Tell us how those curtains are in there, Brendan. Okay, off he pops, right. I've got the three words in front of me. Are you ready to play Matchy Matchy, Sarah?
Yes.
Okay, your first word this morning is coffee.
Coffee.
It's a lot in the spot.
Coffee break or coffee time. Coffee and tea. No, I'm going to say coffee break, isn't it?
Coffee break. Your second word is steak.
Steak. Oh, sandwich is coming straight to my head. Well,
yeah.
I know.
It's very different
answers.
When you're on the spot. What's the first thing you think of when
steak? Sandwich.
Steak sandwich. Lovely.
And I don't know.
Your third word this morning, Sarah, is old.
Old.
Yeah.
God, new is coming straight to my head like the opposite, but hang on. Old and new.
Okay. So, Sarah, after coffee, after I said coffee, you said break. After steak, you've gone with sandwich. And after old, you said new. Are you happy to lock in those three words this morning in Matchy Matchy?
Yeah, they have multiple answers, so this is just a game of what brain. Yeah,
we're locking them in, and we are welcoming our Brendan back into studio. Brendan, how were the curtains in there?
The curtains were lovely. They were a hot pink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Very glittery.
Brendan, are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
I'm ready.
Your first word is coffee.
Coffee. Cup.
Coffee cup. Your second word is steak.
The first word that comes into my mind, I don't think is what's going to... Steak. Steak. I'm between a T and a K word. And I'm going to say steak knife.
Steak knife. And your final word, Brendan, is old.
I'm going to go with the opposite. I'm going to say old new.
Have you got a matchy-matchy this morning, Brendan, with Sarah in Clonshaw?
Come on, Sarah.
You got one.
Okay.
You both said new after old.
Okay.
Coffee and steak, many different things you could have said after each of those. So Sarah went for coffee break and steak sandwich.
Steak sandwich was
said
a great
coffee cup
one.
And steak
delicious.
Knife.
Delicious.
Sarah, it's been lovely chatting to you. Best of luck with the painting and we're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you. Have
Thanks,
a great
Sarah.
Cheers, Sarah.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Lots of options there, yeah.
What else were you going to say after steak?
So, coffee cup was my only... steak. What did I say? A T word. Steak.
I was going to think
tartare was the very first word that came into my head.
I always think of tuna tartare.
Yeah, steak tartare was the first
steak
word.
Tartare.
And I said, there's not a hope
what
now,
is steak
Sarah.
Tartare?
No, I'm just going to say that. I do believe it's raw.
Oh dear, it wasn't to be this morning, but maybe you could do better playing Matchy Matchy next week. If you'd like to come on air, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.